That is Roger Thomas and his group, Naturally 7. They call that, now we would call it cappella or acapella music. They call it vocal play. Holy cow. Naturally 7, you have to go see that and find that video. Fix You video. It is really heartwarming. Hold on tight. We want to talk a little bit about CBD. There's a lot more to come. Miss Drew is in this segment. We've got a terrific ending. The OG Jersey Girl is back. Right now, we've got Rena Greenberg. We're going to talk a little bit about CBD and what's going on with your health. Lose weight, sleep better, eat better. Wait. Feel better, sleep better, and reduced anxiety, less stress. It may even curb your desire for alcohol. What are we talking about? Are we talking about Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard? Well, we're on Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard. I am Billy here. Here, your humble host. Well, maybe not so humble, but your host, nonetheless, on the USA Radio Network, blasting us across the fruited plain. I love those folks there. We are talking about, if you haven't heard these three letters, you live under a rock. And by the way, I might want to join you there, because these has just become ubiquitous. CBD, and don't ask me to tell you what that stands for. CBD, it's a product of hemp, of marijuana, of ganja, as it were. And it is being touted all over. I mean, you can hardly turn a computer on or walk out the door without seeing some sort of sign, some sort of encouragement for you to take CBD for any one of a long list of maladies. And to be honest with you, family, I am confused because I have no idea. Is this for real? I mean, here at Rockstar, we've had CBD clients, but it's become, the claims have gotten wild. And who knows? You know, it almost sort of reminds me of that carnival, the old Wes Barker selling Dr. blah, blah, blah's, cure-all liquid, right? So I have invited on Rena Greenberg. She is the author of CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking, because I don't mind telling you, I have a lot of questions. So Rena, talk to me a little bit about CBD oil and this craze that has caught the country.
Hey, Billy, it's great to be here. Thanks. Yeah, it's so true. As you said, if you haven't heard about CBD by now, you've literally been living under a rock. But, you think it's relatively new. I mean, 3-4 years ago, those letters could have meant anything. What CBD stands for is actually cannabidiol. And that is a component, part of the cannabis plant. And yes, that is the same plant that marijuana is derived from, but CBD is really different because it's not there to make you high. Instead, it's there to really help with a lot of ailments. And a lot of research has shown that it helps to decrease inflammation, which, as we know, inflammation is at the root cause of so much illness, disease, and aches and pains, as well as help with sleep. And the biggest thing that people are finding relief from now is anxiety. So it's a wonderful thing, but there's a lot to learn about it.
There is no shortage of anxiety in our world. I mean, really, it's a regular conversation here on Rockstar, anxiety, and particularly with the pandemic. And we talk about anxiety here all the time. And quite honestly, the Rockstar solution to anxiety thus far has been Miller Lite. But, hey, listen, we tell it like it is here. And CBD is definitely becoming more and more wide. And I will share with you, I wish I knew the brand. I just recently started down the road of CBD gummies. Trying a CBD gummy a day. Now, I've tried CBD oil in the past, and it was very expensive. A client sent it from Colorado. And I would tell you that I noticed no change. The gummies I've been doing now for maybe 2 weeks. And I would tell you, I don't have significant aches and pains, and my anxiety, is fairly well managed with Miller Lite. Talk to me. Yeah. How do we know the difference? How do we know a quality product from one that is full of hype?
Right. Well, it's a great question. That's actually why I wrote my book, as you mentioned, CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. And I'm actually even offering it free for a limited time because I want people to be able to tell the distinctions. So, for example, in the book, I show diagrams of labels and really things that we need to look for. So, first of all, the very first thing when you're getting CBD is make sure it's actually CBD. And where a lot of confusion lies is with the word hemp. So CBD is, all CBD is hemp. It's derived from the hemp plant. But when you see the words hemp on a bottle, there may be zero CBD or cannabidiol in it. And that's a problem because the CBD is what gives it the medicinal value.
So it's CBD the two sides of that coin are CBD and THC, right? That's the other side. That's the side that makes you high.
Right. So, yeah. So what happens is a lot of people think, oh, I'll just go get my medical marijuana card, which is available in many states.
Sure.
And what happens there is if you go get your CBD in, let's say, a dispensary, and I've heard this, I even have doctors that refer to me because they feel badly that their patients have stopped taking CBD because when they went to the dispensary to get it, they ended up getting high. And a lot of people, believe it or not, really don't want to get high anymore. Well, you know,
you have to work, you have to function, you know. I mean, I understand that, you know. Getting high is all right every once in a while, I guess. But, you know, if you got, like, a job.
Yeah, exactly. You do have to function, take care of kids, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's not always a good idea to be stoned, so.
Not always.
No, right. But however, really high quality CBD, you ask how you know the differences, you want to look on the label for the words full spectrum. And when it's full spectrum, what that means, it's the whole plant. And why that's important, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Quick question. Are there labeling, like a lot of times, you know, I know like with whiskey, for example, there are labeling guidelines or champagne, for example, because champagne comes from Champagne, France. Are there labeling guidelines that the industry or that somehow or some regulating agency has put forth so that when you use the term full spectrum, we know that that has a particular meaning, or are these sort of loosely administered by the organizations themselves?
Yeah, Billy, it's a great question. So I would have to say, sadly, that it is pretty loose. Certain states have certain laws in place. So, for example, I'm in Florida. Although my CBD is, you know, my farm is in Colorado and my manufacturing facility is in Oregon. And I spent over a year researching to find my manufacturing facility in Oregon because it's GMP certified, USDA certified, organic. And also, I also use with herbal formulas, make sure everything's organically grown. And that's really important with CBD because hemp is a very porous plant. And even in Chernobyl, you remember there was that nuclear explosion there, and they actually used the hemp plant for phytoremediation to actually draw out the metals and the toxins from the ground. And it did a very good job. But what that tells us is that when we ingest hemp, we have to be so careful that there are obviously no metals and no pesticides. So what I was saying was that Florida has laws in terms of the labeling. I am required to have a QR code on my label, but only a couple of other states require that. And so what does the QR code do? It goes to the certificate of analysis, and that needs to be from a third-party accredited lab. So you're right, Billy, it's a problem because some states are very lax in their labeling laws.
So you're looking for a full spectrum, and you are also likely looking for one with a QR code so that we know or we can access some sort of third-party verification.
Exactly. And the other piece here is some products, and that's the other thing in my book, I just show these labels and there are even, you know, reputable CBD companies, but if you look on the label, it'll say full spectrum, but then it might also say a distillate. And what a distillate means is that an additional high heat process was applied to the hemp plant, and that is only necessary when poor quality hemp is used as the raw bulk material. So that's another thing that a consumer can look for is on the manufacturer's website, look for the certificate of analysis of the hemp, the bulk hemp, because if it was inferior, meaning a lower percentage of CBD, then distillation, which is a high heat process, completely unnecessary, but would be required in that case because they have to clean out the hemp because it's a poor quality.
Oh my goodness. You are listening to Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard. I'm him, Billy Gerard. You probably should be humbler host. We are listening to Rena Greenberg. We're talking about CBD because it has become the rage. And typical with these sorts of rage, these kind of consumer crazes, there's a lot of copies, a lot of knockoffs, a lot of places where you can not necessarily get what you think you're getting. And so Rena, expert in all of this. By the way, more about Rena at renasorganic.com. That's R-E-N-A-S, organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C.com. And there's a free book offer if you go there for a limited time. It's Rena's Organic. And by the way, just to be clear, this is not a sponsored segment in any way. Rena's here to offer us some insights on what is happening here in the CBD world. Here's my question, Rena. Are there different, like, is there one, is like CBD, one size fits all? Or should I be looking? I've mentioned to you I'm trying out these CBD gummies. The jury is still out on whether or not they're doing anything for me. But are there different varieties? I'm not even trying to say it.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a great question, Billy. And so the point is that also there are things to look for. So, for example, potency. So you can get a tincture, which would be a 1 ounce bottle, most likely, and there could be 100 milligrams CBD in it. There could be 50 milligrams CBD. There could be 1,500 milligrams CBD. So, of course, that's going to make a difference in terms of its efficacy, even considering that it's all, let's say, high-quality CBD. So why would you need more? Why would you need less? Well, one thing is it's not one size fits all, so everybody has to kind of find what's the right, that sweet spot, the right amount of CBD they want to take. But also it depends on the ailment. So for myself, which is how I got into CBD, because I, as you said, I've been in health and wellness for 30 years. I wasn't even going to take any CBD because early on, I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get into anything that could be addictive. Well, now we know CBD, of course, is not addictive. I started to take it, though, out of desperate need for my glaucoma. My eye pressures were up, and I needed something natural to bring them down to avoid medicine, more medicine and surgery. And so for me, 25 to 40 milligrams of CBD full spectrum a day is really doing the job, and they give me all kinds of additional benefits, like helping with sleep and regulating hormones. For someone in pain, like a lot of like back pain or physical pain, often they're going to need even higher doses of CBD. Sometimes they may need 50 to 100 to 150 milligrams of CBD a day. It's not unheard of. And sometimes people with anxiety just need the least amount of CBD. Sometimes even just 10, 20 milligrams of CBD a day is just enough to feel a little bit calmer. So
it's all of that is dosing, not necessarily a different variety. So CBD, it's of itself, so long as the efficacy is there, it is CBD, and then the application becomes a matter of dosing.
Yes, and the thing that a lot of people, unfortunately, I feel, sometimes maybe it's not serving them the best, is the isolate. There's so much CBD isolate. And what that labeling often says is it brags no THC. Well, that's great, because as we talked about, a lot of people don't want to get high.
Right.
But the problem with isolate is it's just exactly what it sounds like, an isolated compound out of the plant. And research is really showing it lacks medicinal value and certainly long-term value, because its benefits are very, very short.
Because you don't need a full spectrum.
Right,
Rena, we are in our final moments as we close up our time together. By the way, if you want more on Rena? It's Rena Greenberg, who we're listening to, and she is the author of CBD for Health and Wellness: Questions You Should Be Asking and How to Be a Smart CBD Consumer. You'll find more about her at renasorganic.com. That's renasorganic.com, including a free book offer, which, by the way, is very generous. Rena, in our final moment or so, what would you like to leave the Rockstar family with?
I really want to encourage people, if you're suffering, if you're in pain, as so many people are right now, you know, give CBD a try and look for USDA certified organic and do your homework. You know, really read the labels, check out the manufacturer's website. You have every right to ask the good, smart questions. And that's why, as you said, Billy, my book's free for a limited period of time, so you know exactly what questions to ask when you're shopping for CBD anywhere.
That's Rena Greenberg. Rena Greenberg from renasorganic.com. And no, this segment was not sponsored. This is totally editorial. So do your homework, figure it out. And, you know, CBD might offer you some relief. Rena, thank you for your time and all your hard work. We appreciate you. Rockstar family, hold on tight. We got more coming right back. Don't move a muscle.